I've been feeling a strong pull from God to share something with you, something that's been on my heart. There's this scripture that keeps coming back to me. God calls us to forgive those who have wronged us, not because it's easy, but because they didn't truly understand what they were doing. They didn't see the greatness within you. They couldn't recognize that you are a child of God, uniquely chosen and destined for a greater purpose. The Bible tells us, "Many are called, but few are chosen." If you're hearing this, know that you're one of those chosen ones. This is your season, your time to step fully into the purpose that God has for you. You have a role that no one else can fulfill. A role that's meant to bring light and hope, not just for you, but for your entire family. You're the one who will break those patterns that have held your family back for generations. And that's why the road has been so tough. It's because you carry a powerful transformative spirit, even if you don't fully see it just yet. But here's the beautiful part. God is about to reveal it. Not just to you, but to everyone around you. Those who doubted you, who overlooked you, who hurt you, they're about to witness the strength and purpose that's been inside you all along. And just like Jesus said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," you are also called to forgive. Let go of the pain and keep moving forward, because holding on to resentment will only weigh you down. You've been so humble, staying true to who you are, even when it wasn't easy. And now, God is ready to show the world just how resilient and strong you've been all along. This is your moment. You are the chosen one, handpicked by God Himself, and everything you've been through, every trial, every heartache, has been preparing you for this very season. So take heart, stay encouraged, and know that you're stepping into something extraordinary. You're the one who's going to make a big change, and that's why you're the chosen one. God wants you to understand that you can't be bitter or angry. Don't be upset with those who didn't recognize your worth, they just don't know. But soon it's all going to be clear to them. Trust me, when they finally realize you are the key to their breakthrough, they're going to regret overlooking you. God has put a special gift inside of you, a gift that will make a huge impact. This gift will open doors and bring you before great people. God is about to take you from the back of the line to the front, showing everyone that you are chosen. That's why you faced so much mistreatment from your family, co-workers, and others. They pushed you aside because they didn't see what was inside you. But all of this was just God strengthening your spirit and preparing you for greater things. What you thought was breaking you down was actually building you up. The challenges were making you stronger and enhancing your purpose. You've survived things that others couldn't handle, and that's what makes you anointed. You've been through a lot, but you're still standing strong. Even though you've taken some hits, you've come out on the other side, still standing. Tell the enemy, "I'm still here." Don't hold any hatred or bitterness towards those who didn't understand your value. Remember, even Jesus was crucified by people who didn't know who he was. Had they known, they would never have done it. The same goes for you. If people knew your worth, they would have treated you differently. But this is the season where God will reveal who you really are and the power you carry. People who overlooked you will soon realize they made a mistake. They missed out on their blessing because they were expecting it to look different. God doesn't always do things the way we expect. Sometimes He wraps blessings in ways we don't recognize. So don't sleep on people just because they don't fit the mold. God has placed something special inside you, and soon everyone will see it. You are the chosen one, so embrace it and keep moving forward. God is saying, don't get stuck on what people have done to hurt you. Don't focus on how they lied, betrayed, or mistreated you. If you stay caught up in that pain, you risk missing out on the blessings God has in store for you. He wants you to let go of that hurt, to not dwell on the wrongs others have done, so that your heart can be open to receive what's coming your way. Today, God is asking you to forgive. Let it go, because those people didn't truly know who you were. They didn't realize the power and anointing you carried. They didn't see that God's favor was upon you, and by letting you go, they lost that favor too. When they pushed you aside, they didn't understand the gift they were losing. But God says the truth is about to be revealed. He needs you to have a pure heart, free of bitterness, so that you can fully step into your purpose. The Bible says, "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm." Before anyone messes with a child of God, they should think twice. God has His hand on you, and it's about to become clear to everyone that you are one of the chosen ones. Many are called, but only a few are truly chosen, and you are one of those few. You are the one who carries the anointing. Say it out loud, I am the one. Walk through your day with that truth. People might look at you strangely, but you need to own it. You have to speak life over yourself, declare who you are, because if you don't, the world will try to define you. Know your worth and your identity in God. You are chosen, and this is your season to rise. There will come a time when those who doubted you will finally see who you truly are. They'll be shocked when they realize they overlooked someone so valuable. They might have pushed you away, but soon they'll understand the greatness that was right in front of them all along. Trust me, they'll feel the loss because this is the season where the truth about you will be revealed. God wants you to forgive those who wronged you because they didn't know your worth. If they had known the role you play in God's plan, the strength and purpose you carry, they would have treated you differently. They would have never ignored, mistreated, or left you behind. So it's important to forgive, just like Jesus did. Keep your heart pure and your mind focused on God's purpose for you. God says your next steps depend on your ability to forgive those who hurt you. Can you let go of the anger, or will you hold on to it and hurt yourself in the process? Remember, holding on to grudges doesn't hurt them. It only weighs you down. So forgive them because they didn't know who you were. Once you understand your power and identity in God, you won't even get upset with those who wronged you. You'll see the bigger picture and understand that the attacks and struggles were just part of your journey. God is saying not to take it personally. If people abandoned you or left you to deal with things alone, let it go. Stand up, keep moving, and be thankful for what you have. You are chosen, and because of that, the battles may be tough, but the blessings will be even greater. Expect challenges, but also expect great things to come your way. For anyone who rejected or ignored you, know that God has something much better in store for you. I feel God whispering to our hearts about the importance of forgiveness, even when it's tough. Imagine those moments when someone lied about you, hurt you, or did things behind your back that felt like betrayal. It stings because they didn't truly know who you were or the impact of their actions. But here's the thing, God is asking us to forgive them, not just because it's the right thing to do, but because forgiveness frees our own hearts. It's about releasing the bitterness that holds us back. God has a way of dealing with people who've done wrong, and while their journey might not be easy, it's not our place to wish harm or think, I knew this would catch up with them. Instead, God wants us to pray for them. They'll need it, because everyone faces their own battles, and sometimes those who hurt us are just lost themselves. God's justice is different from ours. He wants us to leave the heavy lifting to Him while we focus on keeping our hearts soft and open. Taking the step to pray for those who wronged you isn't about excusing what they did. It's about saying, I refuse to let this define me. It's about trusting that God sees your pain and will use it for your growth. It's about understanding that while God handles those who've hurt you, He's also taking special care of you. You're not just anyone, you're chosen by God. He has big plans for you, filled with hope, success, and freedom. But He also knows that holding on to anger or bitterness can weigh you down and slow your progress. Remember, being chosen by God doesn't mean you're shielded from life's ups and downs. It means you have a purpose, and every challenge is shaping you for something greater. So forgive, not just because they need it, but because you deserve peace. Keep moving forward, trusting that God's got your back. You're on a path to greatness, and every step you take is one closer to the incredible things God has in store for you.